We are going to start this week off laughing, I hope. Good morning. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, September 12th. I am happy to be back with you after a mostly staycation last week. I drove back and forth to Minnesota a couple of times, and I had some fun along the way, including a stop in Superior, where I saw fill-in host John Munson. I didn't mean to rub it in, John, that I was off and you were working for me. Thank you so much for filling in, and thanks to my producers, who John says always take care of him when I am on vacation. It is nice to be back, especially coming back to a show on the benefits of laughter. Sometimes the world can be a sad and stressful place with terrorism and ugly politics and tragedy all the time. And we aren't ignoring those serious issues. There will be plenty of talk about those issues this week. But a recent article on the science of laughter prompted us to do a show on laughter. And I hope we can share some laughs today. You can post some funny things on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What makes you laugh? Was there a video or a satirical article or a meme that cracked you up recently? I hope you will post it so we can all laugh along. And we will talk with our guest expert about why it is good for us to laugh. And she'll answer your questions too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post your funny thing or your question on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Shyla Mergain, a clinical psychologist at UW Health. Some of her clinical interventions include cognitive behavioral approaches to management of health and secondary psychological issues, relaxation training and mindfulness, cognitive therapy for stress reduction. And she joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you here. So, for starters, we are familiar with laughter. All of us laugh from time to time, but what exactly is laughter?
Such a great topic on a Monday morning of why it's so important to be laughing out loud regularly. Laughter is really strong medicine for the mind and body, and each person's laughter is unique, kind of like a thumbprint. And we find in across all cultures in little babies, in just a few weeks of life, they begin smiling, and within a few months of life, they start laughing out loud. And that's often one of the biggest joys each parent has, is seeing their child laugh for the first time.
And it's really sweet when you mention that. I just thought of videos of children laughing, babies laughing, and it makes all of us laugh, not just parents, when you see that. It makes us all happy.
It is contagious, isn't it?
Yeah. Why do we laugh? Why do little babies laugh?
It's one of the emotions of joy and one of those positive emotions. And there are things that happen physiologically when we laugh. You know, it's such a beautiful sound, that laughter. But it's so helpful because it relaxes the whole body. It can be a stress reduction. It can release tension. It can even boost our immune system. And it's really a way of self-expression and can connect us as well with others.
Well, you talked a little bit about this, but let's dive in a little bit. What are the physical benefits of laughing?
When we laugh, it releases those feel-good hormones like endorphins that allows us to start to feel that sense of joy, and it can even temporarily reduce pain in that moment. And it's very good for our heart. It helps protect our heart by increasing blood flow. It helps reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems. And it can even improve brain function when we're laughing.
And why is that? How so? How does that work?
That because of the release of those good chemicals that we want, it lowers the reduction of those stress hormones that, you know, you think about when you're laughing, your whole system is functioning very effectively and can even lead to, you know, you think when you laugh, it can even lead to improved memory. Often those key moments in our week or our month or our year, we remember those that we're laughing. Those really anchor those experiences in our memory.
Yeah, that's really something. We are the benefits of laughing as great if you're just looking at Facebook and you giggle at a post by yourself, or should you be laughing with other people?
I think anytime you can laugh, it's a good thing. It really adds that joy and zest to life. And, you know, I think it offers some sort of protection against the stress or struggles of daily life in the world. It really helps us feel more resilient when we're going about our day, because when we're laughing, we just feel calmer and more balanced. And it can really help us promote that positive, optimistic outlook.
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned that a little bit in our lead, because once in a while, listeners think, you know what, you should be talking about serious, you know, problems and issues facing the world. And we do that. But it's important to not, I think, to not dwell on it just 24/7.
Absolutely, because when we do, we start to feel hopeless and we can get stuck in a rut. Our brains have something called a negativity bias that for survival reasons, we had to overly attend to those stressors in our life. What's wrong? What isn't going well? So we tend to spend a lot of time thinking about it, but that can really significantly impact our well-being. And I think with those problems that in general life and in our daily life, it's so important to come back into balance. And one of the best ways we can do that is through laughter, to not take everything quite so seriously.
Well, I hope that we are going to be able to share some laughs during this hour. And I do hope that listeners will either post a question or an instance that made them laugh, maybe some sort of a YouTube video or a joke or something on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can also call us with any questions you have at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. When is the last time you had a really good laugh? Not just a smile, but a really good laugh out loud guffaw. What makes you laugh? And how does laughter make a difference in your day? Do you think you laugh enough? Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about how we can cultivate more laughter in our lives. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So how important is laughter?
It's incredibly important. You know, one of the benefits of laughter is it provides some distance from those times that are stressful or those things that are going wrong. It, in a sense, provides what I call psychological antibodies, that it gives us that boost that we need to stay resilient. And, you know, I think the other piece, too, is that it really helps promote connection between people. Somebody once said that laughter is the shortest distance between two people. And if you've traveled anywhere in the world, there's a way that you can connect with people who speak different languages than you just through laughter. There's an intimacy that gets created just by sharing a simple laugh that is unlike anything else that we have. So it's kind of a way that we remember our similarity and don't have to take whatever's occurring quite so seriously. It provides that psychological distance. And when that happens, what opens up is a more creative way of problem solving, a more global perspective, and more innovation of just how we can approach the challenges of our life.
And that certainly will strengthen our personal bonds with people, but what about our professional relationships?
And the workplace can be quite stressful, and many people are struggling with overwhelm and tension in the workplace, and laughter is just so important. We can find in workplaces that people can get stuck in gridlock. There can be tension, competition, and in that our creativity doesn't flourish. We're not that productive. And many people can be even headed into the workplace today with that Monday morning blues of, you know, kind of dreading the workday. But if you can get together and find some laughter in a meeting between coworkers, even in the midst of a challenge or an argument or a heated discussion, it opens something up. Yeah,
when we come back from our news break, we'll talk a little bit more about how we might be able to do that and cultivate more laughter in our lives. But let me just before the news share that Carol on Facebook says, I was recently visiting with a friend and I brought out a cassette tape that we recorded 40 years ago as teenagers. We laughed so hard we nearly had to take bathroom breaks. I guess she was putting that delicately. Why do you think we laugh so hard at our past and younger selves? We only have about a minute. Do you think that that's what she wants to know? Do we laugh at ourselves when we were younger?
Absolutely, because we can see how we might have taken something so seriously, or maybe we thought we were really cool, but actually we're kind of ridiculous, that it can be quite nourishing to look back at our younger years and find the humor in what we've gone through.
Yeah, and maybe we can bring some of that into our adult lives as well. Our guest is Shyla Mergain, a clinical psychologist at UW Health, and we are talking with her about the benefits of laughter, the emotional and physical benefits, how they can strengthen our personal and professional relationships, and how we can get more laughter into our lives. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are laughing a little and talking about the benefits, physical and emotional benefits of laughter and the importance of laughter in our lives. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest is Shyla Mergain. She is a clinical psychologist at UW Health. And we are welcoming your questions for her, and we're also welcoming your examples of what makes you laugh. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I did also ask if you would post something that made you laugh on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I posted an oldie but a goodie, a video of two dogs sharing an ice cream cone. You can take a look at that and see if you find it funny and maybe laugh a little bit. Jackie shared a video on Facebook and said, "My tiny dog chasing and then stealing my phone had me giggling." So that might bring a smile to your face as well. I don't know if, Shyla, if you can talk about it, but maybe what makes one person laugh doesn't make another person laugh. I mean, we have different senses of humor, don't we?
Absolutely. And that's what's so special is that it really offers this kaleidoscope of different perspectives of different funny moments that appeal to different people. But I love the song we just played and the images that you just described, because I think what they do is they as we think about what makes other people laugh or ourselves laugh, we're raising our happiness set point so that despite what's going on, we still have that level of happiness that we can carry with us.
Let's talk a little bit about this happiness set point. What is that exactly?
That we tend to have a kind of a threshold for what we feel, how we feel during the day, kind of the set point. But there are certain practices that we can do, and that we're starting to talk about some of those, that increase our well-being, that increase that sense of positivity, that increase that sense of happiness for both ourselves and our relationships.
Well, I promise we will get into those ways we can do that, but we have some callers who are waiting, so let's go to Randy in Sauk County first. Hi, Randy.
Hi, yeah, I wonder if this is fascinating to me, because there's several situations I've had. You know, I'm in my 60s now, but I'm thinking back like over maybe 25 or 30 years, there's the most hilarious things that have happened that we talk about at family gatherings or whatever, that, you know, you'll tell your family and they'll realize it's with your personality that would have happened. And it's a series of events that you get into that you're naive to, and then you realize, oh my goodness, and it's hilarious beyond planning. And the events unfold before you, and you have unwittingly created a situation that is just, it's gut-wrenchingly funny. And when you go over them, you remember it's funny. But then when you visualize it in your mind and you remember the events unfolding, is there something about those? Because I occasionally sort of review them thinking of the special personalities of the people involved or the family members involved and how neat it was and so on. Sometimes I do it just because, I don't know.
Randy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm trying to, it wasn't funny at the time, but then when you look back at it, it was hilarious? Is that what you're getting at?
Right. You know, okay. You don't realize just how funny, and then somebody else sort of points out to you, oh my goodness, and then you sort of start to put it together.
A couple of things come to mind. First off, just a general reaction to that, Shyla. Is there, sometimes maybe it doesn't seem funny at the moment, but when we look back at it, it is.
Absolutely. That's the gift of time. And what I love about what Randy was describing is one of the laughter practices is just reminiscing about things that were either funny at the time or looking back through the gift of age or perspective. Now we can see it from a different vantage point and see the humor in it. And that can really boost our mood.
And, you know, I'm thinking, too, that maybe it was funny at the time, and but then it becomes family lore or a story that's told over and over again and becomes it becomes a tradition and becomes funny for generations even.
Absolutely. It can be a real highlight in our personal narrative or life's journey that these points in our life that we either got through or created joy for ourselves or other people, and often laughter's at the core of it.
Well, and I'm making up a totally hypothetical situation. We may not find it funny. How do I put this? Where, we slip on a banana peel and we fall on our butt. And, everybody else, is laughing at that because it looked funny because we slipped on a banana peel and fell on our butt. But it wasn't funny to us. And maybe then after a while you think, well, you know what? I get it. That is funny. And maybe you stop taking yourself so seriously and you learn to laugh at something that maybe was embarrassing at the time because it made you look silly. But then you realize, hey, it was funny.
Absolutely. And that's the gift of laughter. As I was saying earlier, it opens something up. So instead of getting stuck in gridlock or a really narrow or myopic view of a problem, it allows us to see a larger perspective. So the example you described allows us to see it from another person's vantage point. Or maybe our trials inspired somebody or helped them feel not alone or even brought them a giggle or two.
We are talking about the benefits of laughter with Shyla Mergain, a clinical psychologist at UW Health. We're welcoming your questions, your examples. What makes you laugh? When's the last time you had a really good laugh? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post something funny on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I meant to ask before we go to another call, Randy mentioned about gut-wrenching laughs. We've had other people saying that they laugh so hard they had to go to the bathroom or they cried. What's going on there? I mean, it's not just a giggle. It's your whole body is responding. Your all sorts of other physical reactions are going on.
Absolutely. There is a physiological whole mechanism that gets activated when we're laughing. And researchers have found that the chemical composition of tears are different from when we're laughing as compared to when we're crying.
Oh.
But, thinking about laughter bathing the body physiologically and all those beneficial chemicals, I'm reminded of a time a friend of mine was going through surgery. And one of the things I did the day after surgery is that I went into her room and we watched funny YouTube videos and just laughed as part of kind of the healing process for her.
And the science does say that laughing does help us heal, does help our immune system, helps keep us healthy?
Absolutely. And I think of Norman Cousins, who healed through laughter. He had a kind of a life-threatening connective tissue disorder with a lot of chronic pain. And he healed by locking himself in a hotel room and watching funny movies and YouTube videos and decreased his pain and really did better and healed at kind of the shock and awe of his physicians just through laughter.
Let's take a call from Dan in Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. What I love to do is tell jokes. And one that I came up with years ago went something like this. I was coming back from Menominee late one night from visiting my brother. And I had to get gas, so there was an all-night gas station. I pulled into a pump to put gas in, and out of the sky, what comes out but a flying saucer?
Oh, no.
Sets down right by a gas pump, and this little creature comes out and puts a nozzle in and starts pumping. I said, up above it said UFO, and I said, unidentified flying object, and the creature, little creature said, no, unleaded fuel only.
Good one, Dan.
Thanks for sharing that. That's great.
So, did you make that up, Dan? Oh, he left. So making up your own jokes. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. You can share a joke on the air as long as it's, you know, family friendly. I do have a button next to me that if it's not, we don't want any. Well, maybe we should talk a little bit about that, too, in terms of, I don't know, somebody might tell a joke that is that isn't funny to somebody. I mean, we talked a little bit about different senses of humor. I don't think, I mean, it's not, we don't want to laugh at somebody's pain or suffering or laugh at something that's racist or sexist, do we?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. But I think, you know, the ways that we can laugh at ourselves, I think that's universal. The mistakes we made or times we messed up or even slipping on that banana peel,
yeah,
as you
yeah.
said.
Let's go to Nicole in Shawano next. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. So I have two identical twin girls, and they're about 2.5 years old right now. And I find that they commonly find things that are just hilarious to them, and they giggle for 2-3 minutes at a time. And I'm just wondering how this is impacting their long-term health and their development at this age. If you could comment on that, I would appreciate it.
What do they find funny, Nicole? Can you think of an example?
Well, they maybe, like, touch each other in a certain way where they're, like, you know, just, you know, they're touching each other's face or they're like, you know, just...
Oh, because they're probably fascinated that I don't know, maybe they don't... Do they have the recognition that they're seeing someone who looks just like themselves?
I think that they do in some ways, to be honest, but I think it's just that constant togetherness, and they have the inside joke. They're the identical twins, you know, and so they commonly just go into a giggle for 2-3 minutes at a time, and it's just fun to watch them and laugh at them as well, because it's a long time just to laugh.
Nice. Thank you, Nicole. So any thoughts on how sustained laughter among twin toddlers, how that's going to affect? I would think that they're going to grow up happy and healthy, but any idea of how that's going to affect them?
And Nicole, I love that you're joining in with them, just their giggles and allow you to giggle. You know, I think of that Irish proverb that says a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. And when I think of young twins giggling like that, to me, they're modeling what we all should be doing. And another laughter practice that can be so beneficial for our health is just laughing for no reason for at least a minute. And you can do it uncued, not that anything necessarily has been particularly funny, which I think Nicole is illustrating with when she talks about her twin girls are just, I don't know, touching each other and bursting into laughter, not that anything in particular has happened. But if we do this, one can allow other people to start laughing with us, but what we'll find is that it'll shift our perspective, we'll feel less stress or tension, and we'll perhaps feel a little happier as we go throughout our day, just that 1 minute of laughter. You can even do in your family.
This is just me. I mean, I will laugh if I see the video of the dogs eating the ice cream cone, but I don't know if I could just think about that and just have a minute-long laugh. I mean, can you just force or make yourself laugh?
You can, and I was doing a talk a few months ago where we did some of these exercises that for just a minute, we invited everyone to start laughing, and at first it feels kind of awkward and uncomfortable, and you're looking around the room like, oh, but within 20 seconds, 30 seconds, the laughter starts to take over, and there it can feel really good, that good full belly laugh that maybe even kind of turns into uncontrollable giggles by the end.
All right, I'm too embarrassed to do this live on the radio, but I could just start laughing right now, and after a minute or so, even if I'm by myself in my office, I can do this, and that's good for me?
You can, mm-hmm. Yep, and I would imagine, Joy, if we were doing that, the listeners probably within 20 seconds or 30 seconds would be laughing along with us. And there's something called laughter yoga that's out of India. A physician in India has all these different practices, and you can even look on YouTube that you can join in with a variety of different laughter exercises like this.
Okay, so that sounds interesting. So just laugh. I mean, just start laughing, and that's going to be good for you. Well, what are some other ways we can cultivate more laughter in our lives?
Another practice that may be more appropriate in public settings or workplace settings would be just to do a half smile or the Mona Lisa smile. That if you are stressed or tired or feeling kind of blue or down or angry, just faking a half smile actually shifts your mood, and it can go from feeling kind of sluggish or down to having your mood brightened and feeling that larger perspective or better perspective.
I like that. I like that. In fact, I've noticed sometimes when I'm smiling a little bit, a half smile, even if I'm not feeling particularly good, I'll notice other people will walk by and smile too. So you're spreading the happiness that way.
Yes, and mm-hmm. then you also feel closer or connected when you're receiving a smile from somebody else, or even as you're smiling towards somebody, it builds that bridge.
Yeah. So I want to go back to an instance where we're talking about getting more laughter in the workplace, and I think you mentioned, you know, maybe there's a disagreement going on. You know, I'm in an argument with Niaja Ellison, my producer, on what's going to be a good talk show, and we're kind of in a tense situation over this. What might we do to lighten that mood?
Great question. And in workplaces, like any relationship, those workplaces or relationships that thrive have more positive interactions than negative interactions. And so if you're stuck in gridlock, or something feels threatening, or you're over-focused on what's wrong, or you're stuck in a challenge, just simply laughing, finding something that's humorous, or even not taking what's going on quite so seriously and introducing some laughter, can help, as I said earlier, open something up so you can find the solution, so there can be more innovation and creativity. And then you're also promoting well-being. So you could tell a joke, or you could share a humorous thought for the day, or you could do something lighthearted together. And we have a lot of workplaces that will introduce a sense of play by bringing in maybe a board game to do, or a small group team building exercise that introduces that laughter. And certainly when there's conflict, by taking that pause and laughing, it can allow you to feel like you're working together again as a team versus being in separate camps.
Well, Molly emails, what is the evolution behind laughter? I don't know if you know. I guess it must be, though, an instinct in that we babies do it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think if you think about for survival reasons, it can be also part of that nurturing instinct, that when it's a way you feel connected to infants, and what you love, you tend to protect. And so one of the ways that babies elicit that bonding instinct and reinforcement for their parents is laughter, which makes parents then want to provide and nurture and nourish and protect those infants.
I'm not going to feed a crabby baby all the time. No, I'm just kidding. We are talking about the benefits of laughter. Laughter has many emotional benefits, physical benefits. We're exploring those benefits, talking about the importance of laughter and how we can cultivate more laughter in our lives and why we would want to do so. And we're welcoming your funny stories or jokes or questions. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Here's why. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like
We are talking about laughter and the benefits of laughter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest is Shyla Mergain, a clinical psychologist at the University of Wisconsin Health, UW Health. Some of her clinical interventions include cognitive behavioral approaches to management of health and secondary psychological issues, relaxation training, and mindfulness cognitive therapy for stress reduction. And we are welcoming your questions about laughter and the benefits of laughter, and we're welcoming your examples of things that make you laugh. When's the last time you had a really good laugh? What made you laugh? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'd love to see a meme or some sort of comic or satirical article, and post that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and share some laughter with others. Kelly Joe shared a joke, and I don't know if I can describe this. It's kind of hard because it's radio and this is visual. It looks like a room of partygoers, except all the partygoers are numerals, the 5 and 6 and 8 and 3, and they're drinking their cocktails, and the 5 is saying to the symbol pi, "Man, this guy just goes on forever and ever." All right. I think that's very cute. So, can you top that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You know, one time there was a viral video that was really super popular. I mean, whenever a video goes viral, it's something that's really caught on and people are sharing it. And I don't know if you remember this, Shyla. It was a mom who bought a mask of the Chewbacca character in Star Wars. And so she put this mask on that would make that funny sound that Chewie would make. And she just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And it just, people started laughing and laughing and laughing. And then it was shared. And it was shared, you know, a million times. So she did her part to share some laughter.
I remember that video, and I think what was so enduring about it was not only the Chewbacca sound, which is pretty funny, but to watch her enjoyment of it. She was just delighted, and she had that childlike exuberance that sometimes we as adults lose touch with. I think children are the best teachers of laughter because they erupt spontaneously into giggles that we as adults sometimes lose track of, but we can certainly remember through simple practices like dressing up for Halloween, for example, or looking at a funny cartoon or wearing a funny t-shirt or telling a joke at dinner.
That's great, and that's the ways we can cultivate more laughter in our lives is by just doing that. Wear a funny t-shirt someday.
Yeah, have little toys to play with on your desk at work, or start off your day with reading something, a funny cartoon to your spouse at breakfast.
And that's what we're trying to do this hour, too. Start off this week on a funny note. And we're welcoming your questions and thoughts about laughter. Bev in Montello is with us now. Hi, Bev.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I just wanted to, years ago, I decided it's okay to do crazy things to make memories. And last May in Pennsylvania, I had 4 grandchildren graduating from college and high school and 1 going to the Army. So they were having a party. And they talked me into dyeing my hair at the party.
What color did you dye your hair, Bev?
Bright blue.
I love it.
And I thought, okay, just a few streaks. No, the girl did the whole head. And it was, I mean, here we are, 10 o'clock at night. Some of them were drinking a little bit. I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I was sober.
Glad you clarified that.
But I colored, and it was the whole head. And there we are out in the yard with a garden hose, rinsing it off. And it just looked like a clown's wig.
Oh, and Bev, how long that is? I think that's great. I think that it was funny at the time, and then and it's a memory now that's going to last forever.
I said I don't see my grandchildren maybe once a year, and I wanted 30 years from now, I want them to still be laughing about their grandma.
Oh, I love that. And I love that it was blue. I don't know if you know this, Bev, but my hair maybe a few weeks ago had blue in it. So I put bright colors. It wasn't the whole head, though, so you got me on that.
Mine was the whole head for a month after it was still running blue in the shower.
And isn't that great? What do you think? Isn't that great?
It's such a great role model, Bev, and I think we all got a chuckle out of hearing your story. And just the way that connects you as a role model with your grandkids or even people at that party, that there's a sense of bonding that happens when we do introduce that kind of laughter, that we feel closer, we feel more cooperative. There's that intimacy that allows us, or those relationships, to flourish. So we're interacting well together.
Yeah. And I got back to Wisconsin, and I go in the stores, people I know, you know, and they start laughing. And they're still asking, you know, Bev, are you going to dye it again? And I said, yeah, I'm not sure what color, but I'll do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a choice between the hair or a tattoo.
Yeah, I choose the hair, too.
Yeah.
Well, Bev, so, do you have any photos of you and your blue hair that you can share?
Oh, it's all over Facebook.
Oh,
but
it is?
I wouldn't know how to send it to you. I'm a 67-year-old grandma. I'm a little wild.
Well, thank you very much. You've got a great sense of humor, and somebody, we'll get your grandkids, if they're listening, they can share one of those photos on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thank you very much, Bev. And I'm going to go teal next time, Bev. You want to try that?
I sure will.
Okay.
And I'll get a picture to you one way or another.
Thank you so much. We should move on as time is running short and our lines are full. Sherry in Superior is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. What's your funny story?
Well, not so much a funny story, but I was sharing that I have an improvisational comedy group up here in Superior, Wisconsin. We meet every Friday. It's free. It's a workshop. Anybody can come. And the reason why I do it for free, because people think I'm an idiot, is because I love to laugh. And oftentimes during the week, you know, it's just been, it's what a week normally is. And when we get to Friday and I get there and I'm a bit worn down, and the next thing I know, we're all just laughing and just having the best time with our crazy games and stuff that we play. I mean, we perform places too, but the workshops and everything are just for fun.
I think that so people just show up who wanna have some fun and laugh.
People just show up who will want to have some fun and have some laugh. I got a lot of regulars, but we've got a lot of folks that just, you know, will come in, or they'll come to one of the shows that we do. We do a thing in the summer. Every Thursday night in the summer, we perform free comedy in the park. And we go around to different parks in Superior, and we'll, you know, announce where we're going to go. And then people just show up with their lawn chairs and their kids. And we keep the comedy kind of PG-13 level, but it's still hilarious. But one of the games that kids love to play is this thing where you take a little thing out of a hat. It's called Things Out of a Hat. And you say, here's something that you shouldn't do, or you create a scene. And one of them, I'll just share the funny part of the story, was games you don't want to see played in a nursing home. And one of the kids came up, like, he, you know, was some old person, and all of a sudden he's got, like, a deck of cards in his hand, and he throws them down and says, it's a straight, Marie. Lose the shirt. And, I mean, that was, I must have laughed for about 5 minutes. I was rolling on the ground. They're like, can we play another game now? Are you going to quit laughing? And I'm like, no, just go on without me.
But, Sherry, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I think that's great that you run your own improvisational comedy club or group. Isn't that neat?
What a great space for adults to play together. And your story really illustrates that the stressors of life, laughter and playing like that together can really help boost our resilience. So at the end of our week, what we remember more is not the difficulties, but more that the hour that we spent laughing and playing together. And that's really helps promote our well-being. So looking for all those opportunities in our day and our week to laugh as much as possible.
Yeah, Sherry, and thank you for sharing all those laughs with your group when you do the performances. Sadie emails, rest in peace, the magical comedian Gene Wilder, who passed away last week. Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite movies and never fails to make me laugh, even if I'm not in a good mood. And you recommend that, is maybe if you are not in a great mood, or is to watch something funny.
Absolutely. A movie, something on the internet, a YouTube video. There's so much material out there. Even reading a funny book can brighten our day.
Yeah. And now, you are a clinical psychologist. If somebody is, I mean, it's good, if you're in a blue mood, it certainly can lift you out of it. And can it even treat somebody who has clinical depression, something like that?
I wouldn't say it's a cure-all, but it can definitely help.
Yeah.
Yep, so we don't get so stuck in the muck, so to speak. It can really lighten the load if we can laugh for a little bit.
Lori in Hills Corners. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Gee, we had an event here where we live, a happy hour that was Hawaiian, and I bought a grass skirt, and guess what? It only went two-thirds of the way around me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it didn't fit quite right.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you got the picture. And then I decided I was going to donate it to our Oktoberfest at church, and I would go up to people and tell them that same story, and we'd all be laughing. Because, and then they wanted to know if I wore the coconuts, and I said, no. So we were really bad.
Well, Lori, thank you very much for sharing that. So you did wear the grass skirt.
I did. You should see the pictures. I had a flowery swimming suit on under it with a couple of lays to cover me up a little bit. But
well, that's what I like to say. You were willing to just kind of make fun of yourself a little bit, too. You know, I think that's neat. We have less than a minute to go, Shyla. Any last words on laughing?
Yes, I think just learning to laugh at ourselves, you know, is so important. So just listeners, to think about making yourself laugh and making somebody else laugh today and this week, and just seeing what that's like for you.
Thank you very much for being here. Shyla Mergain is a clinical psychologist at UW Health. Thank you to producers Naeja Ellison and Brianne Shasso. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
No offense to you, don't waste your time.